This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this episode of Chimes Bookshelf, the book that we are going to talk about has a character which is loved by one and all. We must have seen movies made on him, and it is Stuart Little. Yes, the movie Stuart Little is based on this 1945 published children's novel written by an American writer, E.B. White. It was his first children's book, and it was illustrated by Grath Williams, who later became a winner of many awards for illustration for children. So what this story is exactly about? Yes, it is different than the movie. In the story, there's a little boy named Stuart. He's born to a family in New York. He's normal in every way. It's just that he's very small. He's just 2 inches high. And if you look at him from a distance, he exactly looks like a mouse. Yes, he does. Initially, his family is a little bothered about this and a little concerned as well, like how Stuart is going to spend his entire life being so little. But when he grows up and around the age of 7 years, starts adapting to various family tasks and many other things that he does for his family. One of which is getting his mom's wedding ring from a sink drain. Yes, because he's so small. The only person who doesn't like Stuart Little is the family's cat, Snowbell, because she thinks he's a mouse and he tries to chase him off all the time. What happens one day is that the family finds a bird named Margallo on their doorstep. It is a cold winter evening and Margallo is literally half frozen. Margallo is taken in by the family and taken care of by the family, and she becomes a friend of Stuart Little. Snowbell dislikes Margallo as well, and Stuart helps her and protects her. Thus, she pays her kindness to him when Stuart accidentally gets trapped in a garage and is accidentally taken in the waste basket. Many a things that happen as adventures to Stuart Little, where he goes from one place to the other, learns a lot of things, plays with kids like himself. In the process, is also separated with Margallo and vows to find Margallo. What happens after that? Is Stuart able to find the bird who's his friend? And when he goes back home, how does Snowbell treat him? For this, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it to find out. This book was received amazingly well by the children back in the day. There were audio adaptations, the films that we already know about. There were television series, and also there were video games of Stuart Little. Such a loved character by each and every one. And what exactly does this novel teach us? The novel teaches us how to accept anyone who's in our life, how to make friends with people, how to protect others, how to share our things with others, and how to take care of our family and friends and give them all the love. So that was Stuart Little. This was followed by E.B. White's Charlotte's Web, which we've already reviewed in one of our previous episodes. And in the next episode, we are going to talk about yet another book that amazes us. For that, you'll have to wait for the next episode. And if you want to listen to other reviews and recommendations by us, explore more episodes. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Chimes Bookshelf Podcast.